We're here. I was thinking as we were in worship then, 2 years ago, many of us were last in this room, and that first song, that first song, God has been faithful to us, hasn't he? He's been with us in our journey over the last 2 years, and everything that's been going on, where probably, if we're honest, 2 years ago we were sitting here going, my goodness, where are we, what next? And yet God has been faithful, and we've seen God working amazingly through us and in our community, in our church. And we've seen God blessing so much of what he's chosen to do through us. You know, we've seen things like Come and See. We've seen that messy church we've started. We've seen God speaking to us on Sundays and in our small groups and in the courses we've done, most recently the prayer course, but the other courses we've done before, that God has been faithful to us and God has been with us. So this evening, I'm not going to say very much, partly because it's Friday and I'm tired and probably a few of us are tired, but I'm going to just do a little bit of an introduction to get us thinking about what we're going to be thinking about more over the weekend, and then I'm going to get us all talking to each other and hopefully praying with each other, so I hope that's okay. So our theme for the weekend is being a church family. And so tomorrow we've got Claire Thompson and Laura Harris from Woody's who are going to be coming and sharing with us and ministering to us and helping us dig into to that, hopefully with some Bible teaching, certainly with some Bible teaching, but hopefully also, you know, with some practical ministry to help us not come away from this weekend with the theory, but actually having start to become deeper family with each other. So that's the plan. We sort of identified this theme quite a few months ago, really before we started working in any detail on our vision. But I think it fits perfectly. So as a reminder, this is the vision for Hebron that we shared a couple of months back now. Firstly, that we long to walk closely with Jesus. Secondly, to walk closely with each other. And thirdly, to walk closely with the people of Long Ashton. So, in other words, our life as a church starts and is rooted in walking closely with Jesus. In prayer, in worship, in digging into God's written word, and in the experience and power of the Holy Spirit. That's where it starts. That's where our life, as individuals hopefully, and as a church, is rooted. And it leads into mission, into walking closely with the people of Long Ashton, seeking the coming of God's kingdom in our village, seeking to stand alongside the people in our community, to meet their practical needs, to meet their spiritual needs, and to see God's kingdom breaking out in and amongst the people we live next door to and in community with. To see people coming to faith. That's our longing, isn't it? To see many people in Long Ashton coming to faith. But at the centre of the vision is walking closely with each other, which is what we're going to be digging into and hopefully doing more of this weekend, about being a church family. So that's about knowing each other deeply. It's about learning to serve each other more. It's about having deep and accountable friendships and relationships with each other that go beyond the superficial. And it's about having fun together. And our hope and prayer as an eldership is that this weekend we will do all of those things. And that each of us will choose to really commit to doing all of those things as well. We can come and have a great weekend. But our longing is that we choose to be intentional about this stuff this weekend. So I just want to offer a few reasons why this is important and sort of hopefully set a bit of context for what comes tomorrow. On Sundays, we've been looking at the Book of Acts over the course of the last, couple of months or so now? Probably a bit more than that. And So I just want to pull out some of the themes from that. It's certainly not going to do justice to the fantastic preaching we've had over the last few months and before, but just to pick out some of the themes that struck me and how that links. And the thing that's really struck me as we've looked at those early months of the early church is the word together. That they did church together. So that's really what I want to just highlight this evening. So no need to... let me click through that. I should have come up before. I wasn't looking at what's on the screen. No need to look them up, but just three very short passages or verses to look at, all of which we've looked at, I think, on Sundays. So firstly, in Acts 1, before the Holy Spirit came, before Pentecost, and the disciples had experienced Jesus dying, rising to life, ascending to heaven, and are now gathered in Jerusalem. And in Acts 1:14, they all joined together constantly in prayer. So before the Spirit came, before they really knew what they were meant to do, they were gathered together and they were praying. So they were seeking God's power. They were claiming the promise in prayer that Jesus had given. Wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes. And they chose to do that in unity. I wonder what was the content of that prayer? I'm sure they were praying for the Holy Spirit, but what else were they praying for? They were probably scared, they were confused. But they chose to do it together. And they must have been petitioning God, contending, going, God, what now? And send the Holy Spirit. But they chose to do it in community. The second together comes on the day of Pentecost. So in Acts 2, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were staying. So the Spirit came and empowered them when they were together. It wasn't an individual thing, although the Spirit does come on us individually, but each Spirit came for the first time in power when they were together. So they've been waiting in expectation, they've been praying, and then they continued to gather together until the promise was fulfilled. They learned to wait in community, in corporately, for God to act. And then thirdly, later on in that same chapter in Acts 2:44, we're told, and Chris preached on this a few weeks back, all of the believers were together and had everything in common. And we're reminded that that's not primarily that they were living in some kind of commune. It wasn't that they literally had no possessions of their own. But more that, as it says later in Acts chapter 4, they were together in heart and mind. They had a common purpose, common identity. They were seeking the same vision. And yes, they also shared with each other generously for the sake of other people in their fellowship, for the sake of the name of Jesus. So a togetherness of purpose, a togetherness when appropriate of their possessions materially. And as Acts continues, and as we read through the rest of the story, we see that togetherness, that unity, being the basis on which the gospel goes out beyond Jerusalem into the nations, where thousands upon thousands come to faith. Even when the church is scattered through persecution, there is a unity that we see in the link back with the church in Jerusalem, with Paul, with the churches that he was part of and that he started and that he supported. Which begs the question of why it's so important. Well, in a sense, it's back to the vision where we started, that the church family is the fulcrum on which we move from walking closely with Jesus to walking closely with each other. It's the link between the two. And so that's why we're going to dedicate our weekend to really learning and prioritising and spending time in this over the next couple of days. So we want to be a church that really gets better and better at doing this stuff, gets better and better at walking with each other, at supporting each other, at being honest with each other, at carrying each other's burdens, at being able to ask each other to pray for us, at being able to allow each other to point out sin in our lives and to help us wrestle with that. And also this weekend, we want to wait expectantly for God to come, for the Spirit to move, and that we do that together. So, I want us to start on some of that journey this evening. And what I'd like us to do in a moment is to stand up, if you're able. Go and find two other people who you maybe don't usually have a deep conversation with. People, you know, we all know each other pretty much, and we've got a few visitors, which is brilliant. But it's people that maybe you don't normally go that little bit deeper with in conversation. And I'm going to ask you to be a little bit outside of your comfort zone. And what we're going to do is, Helen, my beautiful assistant, in a moment, once people have stood up maybe and found themselves people to talk to, we'll give you a sheet of paper, and it's just got some questions on that you might like to ask each other. This isn't prescriptive. You don't need to work through them in sequence. But they're just starters for conversations that are questions you might find helpful to ask each other, just to get to know each other a bit, to get to know something in people's life experience, of their faith experience. So what I'd ask you to do is, in groups of two or three, ask each other these questions for a few minutes. We've got about 25 minutes before 9:30 when we're scheduled to finish. And then once you've done that and you've had a chance to chat, then turn to pray and just pray for each other for around the answers for some of those questions. It might be something really specific that someone would like prayer for. Well, it might just be far more general. It might be prayers of thanks. It might be prayers for the weekend ahead. But try to just go that little bit deeper in that stuff than you would do normally. Is that okay? So this is the point where you need to stand up, because you're probably more likely than not sitting next to somebody that you do normally have a deeper conversation with. So stand up, grab somebody else, or a couple of other people that you don't, and start chatting.